Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf pei tes. We're starting a brand new mishnah, a brand new perek, and the perek begins kol gagoy so ir rishus achas. All of the roofs in the town are all one rishus. What do we mean by that? We're talking about buildings that are all adjacent to one another, so you don't have to fly over from one building to the second building. They're all adjacent, all touching one another, all attached to one another. And the Mishnah tells us, according to Reb Meir, that all of those gagoys have the status of one rishus. Rashi immediately points out, even though these gagoys are the roofs of houses that belong to separate individuals, one belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon, one belongs to Levi, etc. Nevertheless, since people don't typically use their roof, it becomes like one rishus. It no longer belongs to, of course, choshev mishpat, in terms of financially, of course it belongs, this one belongs to Reuven, this one belongs to Shimon. But nevertheless, since they don't use it for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, they all become like one rishus. But that's only for kelim sheshav su begag. That means from Erev Shabbos, you had kelim on top of your roof, and you want to transfer them now to Shimon's roof and to Levi's roof. No problem, you can do that. However, Shimon and Levi cannot take that kli and bring it down into their house. It has to remain on top of the roof. Look at the top Rashi. Kol gagas seir rishus achas. Look, Rashi. Aval pisha diurin chalukim lamata. Even though down below there are different residents, it's choluk, it's split up l'shnei b'nei adam. Hagagos she'ein tashmishon todir. Roofs that you don't typically use on a regular basis, ein them chilek rishus. The gabi hilchei Shabbos, they are not considered to be separate rishusim. And therefore, kelim sheshavsu begag, any kelim that were there on Friday night at the time of Ben Hishmoshes, on the roof, begag zeh, mutarim lehoitziyam lezeh, you'll have to take them off from roof of Reuven's house and put them on the roof of Shimon's house and move them to Levi's house, again to the roof of Levi's house, etc. Ubavad, but the Mishnah continues, Ubavad, but be careful. There's an exception to the rule, like all rules. Shloyei gag gavoya yud, oy nomuch yud divrame. However, if not all of the roofs are exactly on the same level, there's one roof which is a little bit higher, meaning 10 tvachim taller, or 10 tvachim lower, in that case, then you cannot transfer from one gag to the other gag. And the Gemara is going to ask, why not? What difference does it make? After all, the svara that we gave before, that ein tashmish and todeh l'chayre, should continue to apply. So we have to wait for the Gemara to understand the svara of Rameh. The chachamim are very straightforward. The chachamim say, kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzmoy. Just like the downstairs dwelling where people live, that is a separate rishus on its own. And everybody would agree that if you have five houses around a chotzer, that to be able to carry from the house into the chotzer and vice versa, you're going to have to make an eruv to get everybody united together. To be able to go and carry from one gag to the next gag to the next gag, the gag is just basically the continuation of the residence down below, and therefore, yes, you would have to make an eruv to be able to carry from one gag to the other. Otherwise, just like you cannot go and carry from residence one to residence two, you cannot go and carry from gag one to gag two. So that's very straightforward. Reb Shimon is just like Reb Meir, but he goes one step forward and he extends Reb Meir's halacha very, very extensively. In which respect? Reb Shimon Oimer, Echad Gagois, V'Echad Chatzeirois, V'Echad Karfifois, Rishus Achas Heim Lekelim Sheshov Su L'Soichem. What Reb Shimon does is he takes the loch of Reb Meir. The Reb Meir said that all the gagoys are one and the same. And Reb Shimon says, not only are the gagoys all one and the same, the gagoys, the chatzerois, and the karfifois are all one rishus. And therefore, if on Friday night, at the time of Ben Hashmoshes, I had a kli which was on my gag, I could take it down from the gag and put it into the chotzer. And from the chotzer, I could go and take it into a karfif. We've had karfif numerous times in our mesechta. And it depends each time whether karfis is mukkav ladira, ain't a mukkav ladira. Parshat Pshat, we're talking about over here that it's not mukkav ladira, and therefore says Rashi, it cannot be more than base sosayim. Regardless, the point is that all of these are considered to be, says Rashi, ain tashmishon miyuchad v'todir. And therefore, since these are not your ongoing residences where people are constantly eating and sleeping and going and coming and learning and doing and working, but rather these are things that you use them from time to time, therefore they are not tashmishon todir. Reb Shimon holds they're all one rishus. So effectively on Shabbos, you could be doing tons and tons of carrying without making an Erev. However, never can you take any of these kelim from or into a house. It can only be within these rishus achas. In other words, from a gag to a gag, from a gag to a chotzer, from a chotzer to a gag, from a chotzer to a karfif, from a karfif to a gag. All of them are considered to be one rishus achasim, where all hilchos carrying, according to Reb Shimon, if you will, are suspended because of the fact that they are not the full-fledged residents. It's just ein tashmishon miyuchad v'todir. Remeir, by the way, says Rashi, agrees partially to Reb Shimon in that not only are all the gagos rishus achasim, you can go and carry from gag to gag, but Remeir would hold that all the chatzeros are rishus achasim, and all the karfeifos are rishus achasim. The only difference is that you cannot go and carry from a gag to a chotzer and a chotzer to a karfif. That's where Reb Shimon goes beyond Reb Meir. But otherwise, they're both going in the same general direction, that these are not regularly used reshuyos, and therefore reshus achasein lekelim sheshavsu lesoichan, only those kelim that were shoyvis in them from before Shabbos, but not kelim that were originally on Friday night Benesh Moshes inside a house. You cannot take those kelim from the house and put them in the chotzer. And by the way, even if the oilim made an eruv chatzeros, so that you're able to go and take out a kli from your house and put it into the chotzer, you cannot go and take that kli and now take it lechotzer acheres. So you could have Shabbos morning in the same chotzer, according to Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Meir, you could have in the same chotzer two different kelim, and they look exactly the same. They could be brothers, two koises, two bechers. One was in the house from Friday before Benesh Moshes, and you took it out on Friday night, and you were allowed to, because there was an Erev. And then there was another one that was already shoyves on its own. In other words, it was already residing in the chotzer from before Shabbos, before Benesh Moshes. Now it's Shabbos morning, you're wondering, can I take this and take it from my chotzer to another chotzer? And there was no Erev to that other chotzer. So the kli that was in the chotzer A from Friday, from before Benesh Moshes, you can go and carry Shabbos morning from chotzer A to chotzer B to chotzer C, etc. But that other kli, the other becher, the other kos that you only took out Friday night after Benesh Moshes, and you did it beheter because there was a kosher Erev, no problem. But you cannot go and take that now from Chatzar A to Chatzar B to Chatzar C. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Yosef Abaye bar Avin, Rebchina bar Avin, V'Yosef Abaye Gabay. Sorry?
Just ask everybody, please mute their microphones.
Everybody please mute, please. Thank you. Yosef Abaye bar Avin, Rebchina bar Avin, V'Yosef Abaye Gabay, V'Yosef Ka'amri. They were learning together, and they said, "Bishlim Rabbanan, let's try to understand the svara of Reb Meir. Bishlim Rabbanan sabri kishem shediyurin chaluka lamata kach diyurin chaluka lamala. The Rabbanan are the easiest to understand of the three shitois, because the Rabbanan are saying, just like the people down below that live in the residences down below, they have to go and make an Erev to be able to go and carry. Without an Erev, you cannot carry out your door to the chotzer. So same thing applies to upstairs on the roof. The roof is just an extension of the residence down below. These are not two separate things. When you construct a house, you construct a house with a roof. You can't go a house without a roof. And therefore, whoever lives down below has the same rights up above. And just like you cannot go from Reuven's house and carry to Shimon's house, you can't carry from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag. So that's all very straightforward. El Reb Meir Maikasav, what does Reb Meir hold? If you're going to go and say that Reb Meir also holds that just like the Chacham, that just like you have different residents living in the different residences down below, so therefore you have different residents up above. And if that's the case, then Reb Meir should hold exactly like the Rabbanan, that you need an Eruv. You cannot just go and carry willy-nilly from roof A to roof B to roof C, because after all, you're now going to carry from bias A to bias B to bias C. Elamai v'kasover ein chalukin, and if they hold, no, that the chol l'malam yud rishus achasi, if they say that ein chalukin, that we do not say that the diurin l'mala are split up, just like the diurin l'mata are split up, noi bazoi, and therefore all of the reshuyos, meaning all of these gagin, the chol malam miyut, since the gagin by definition are higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, if rishus achasi, they all get their own status as being in their own rishus. They're no longer down here on planet Earth. They're in outer space, so to speak. There are a higher dimension. Everything, all the gagos are above yud. And that's why we deem them all to be one rishus. Why don't we say the same thing applying to a gag which is a little bit taller, a little bit shorter? Of course, again, where they also happen to be lemala miyud. So your standard houses, lemushal, are 25 tvachim from the ground. You have a gag which is only 15 tvachim from the ground. But both of them are lemala miyud. So why should there be a difference? Anything lemala miyud l'chayzushus achasi. You should be able to go and carry from gag aleph to gag beis to gag gimel, even though gag beis or gimel happens to be 10 tvachim taller or 10 tvachim shorter. Amlu Abaye, Abaye says, I'll tell you why. Because of a special gezeira of Reb Meir. And this special gezeira is not a gezeira that applies solely to a gag. In fact, it applies everywhere. What's the gezeira of Reb Meir? Didn't you hear, says Abaye, Leshmilechu, hod the Omer of Yitzchak bar Avdimi? Reb Yitzchak bar Avdimi, when he was analyzing Hilchos Reb Meir, he said, Oymer hoy Reb Meir, al mokim sha'ata moitz, kol mokim sha'ata moitze, shtei reshuyois, v'hein reshus achas. Anytime you find two reshuyois, two separate reshuyois, but they're reshus achas in the sense that they have the same halachic status. In other words, for instance, both of them are reshus hayochids. Keep going. Give you a simple example. Keep going. Omud reshus hayochid. You have your chotzer, and the chotzer has a proper fence around it, and everything is fine. It's a classic reshus hayochid case. And in the middle of that reshus hayochid, guess what? You have an omud. You have what we would call it a shtender in shul, but it could be like a tel, a platform. And that platform is Givoya Asara, it's 10 tvachim tall, Veroichiv Dalit, and it's 4 tvachim wide. Well, guess what? That Amud has the status of a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore I have a Rishus HaYachid standing smack in the middle of another Rishus HaYachid. So I would certainly say that if a person wants to now be Mekatef Olav, if you want to go and lean on... Thank you, David. If you want to go and lean now on your Umud in Rishus HaYachid, there shouldn't be a problem, because you're going from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, and everything is perfect. And therefore, shouldn't be a problem. However, the halacha is also the katef olav. No, you cannot go, when I say lean, I don't mean to go and actually just lean your bones. That's not a problem. That's not an isser. But what happens if a person wants to go, it's a hot Shabbos afternoon, and he wants to take off his hat, he wants to take off his jacket, he wants to take off his shtreimel, he wants to take off his talis, whatever it happens to be, and he wants to put it down on that amud. So we would all say, what's the issue? He's standing Rishus HaYachid, he's putting it on an amud Rishus HaYachid. How is that different than Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid? Now, if he was walking in the chotzer and he wanted to put it down on the floor, that would be okay. You're allowed to carry Rishus HaYachid. So why can't you go put it down in the Amud? Says the Gemara, says Reb Meir, Gezeira Mishum Teil B'Rishus HaRabim. What's Gzeir Mishum Tel B'Shus Rabim? What happens if you have an identical... Ed, if you'd be so kind, you're not on mute.
Sorry.
No, no problem. So you don't mind muting yourself. Thank you. The Gemara says, what happens if you have a tel in Rishus Rabim, right? You're walking down in the street, and there happens to be a platform over there. Same dimensions as the Umud that we just had in Rishus HaYachad. Okay. What would be the din there? Would I be able to go and take off my jacket and hat and put it down there on that tel? And the answer is, of course, not. Because that tel would have the dimensions of Rishus HaYachad. So if I'm going to go and take my items, such as my jacket and hat, take them off and put it down on that tel, I'm now being moitzim Rishus l'Rishus, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad. So therefore, a mayor says, you know what? I don't want people to go and confuse themselves and say, well, just like across the street inside that chotzer, I see everybody is taking off their jackets and hats and they're putting it there for 5 minutes on that amud. The amud that I have over here, this tel in Rishus HaRabim, looks identical. They are almost Siamese twins, which have, of course, been split. And therefore, one of the twins inside the chotzer, one is inside the Rishus HaRabim. Just like I see all of my friends are taking off their jackets and hats and putting it down over there in the Amud because it's boiling hot, it's 105 degrees, it's terrible. So they're taking it off, they're waiting for a nice breeze, and they're going to put it back on again. So I'm going to do the same thing with Rishus HaRabim. I'm not carrying, I'm just taking it off and putting it down. What? Don't get carried away, what's so terrible? Says Rameya, no. You're going to do an Akira in Rishus HaRabim, an Anocha in Rishus HaYachad, you're going to have a full-fledged Issa D'Araisa, you're going to do it B'Shogi, you're going to have to be in Karm Chattas. You know what? We better go make across the board a Gzeira, that whenever you have these two types of Rishuyos, even though the Rishus is the same, meaning that both the Omer is Rishus HaYachad, and the Chatzah where you're standing is Rishus HaYachad, where Min HaToyra there would be no problem. Even Midrabanan there wouldn't be a problem. Oh, but the Rabbanan made a Gzeira. The Gzeira that they made was Otu, the case of that same type of Omud or tail in Rishus HaRab. Okay, what does it have to do with us? Says Imar Hochanami. By uns means the case of the Gagois. Since one of the Gagois happens to be taller than the rest of the Gagois by 10 Tfachim, so even though all of the other Gagois, you can deem them, for instance, Rishus HaYachad. Let's make it easy. Maybe it's a Makom Ptur because it's higher than 10. Maybe yes, maybe not. We don't have to go into that. Normally you say Rishus HaYachad goes out of Rekia. Fine, so let's assume that all of them on top happens to be Rishus HaYachad. And therefore this other Gag, which is 10 Tvachim taller or shorter, is also Rishus HaYachad. But it's no different than a Tel B'Rishus HaYachad that we said, or the Omer B'Rishus HaYachad, that we said that normally Mitzvah Ikkar, and then you'd be able to go and carry from the Chatzar onto the Omud, and from the Omud onto the Chatzah, they're both Rishus HaYachad. Why can you not carry it? Because of the Gzeira Mishum, the Tel, and the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, the Chum said the same thing applies to the Gagois, that I have to be concerned that a person is going to carry, if you're going to allow for carrying from one Gag to a Gag which is 10 Tfachim taller, it's like a Tel, like an Omud in these Rishus, this continuous Rishus HaYachad of all of these Gagois. Oh, because of that Gzeira, the Chum said, Rameir, do not go and carry from Gag A to Gag B, if Gag B happens to be 10 Tvachim taller. Fine. All of that sounds great, and we've answered our Kasha. Says the Gemara, some of me know, let's just go another step vis-a-vis these So the Chachamim, when they were trying to analyze Rameir's halacha, they said to themselves, what does this omud or what does this tel have to be made of? Is it just an omud or a tel which are basically cemented to the ground, and therefore they are kivuim? Or are we talking about even a case of a machteshes? Or even the case of a gigas. A machteshes is the mortar from the mortar and pestle family. It used to be used years ago for crushing medicines and crushing ingredients and crushing food items. So what happens if you have this huge machteshes, which is also 10 by 4? Or you have a gigas. What's a gigas? Gigas is a large barrel, for instance, also 10 by 4, and that's sitting there in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's sitting there in your chotzer. Would I be able to go and take off my jacket and put it on that? Those are also, they have the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and they're standing in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Was Rav Meir Goyzer? Amlo Abaya, Hochi Omamar, Luyom Rav Meir Ela Omud Vamas Hare Chaim. Rav Meir, in fact, did not extend his gezeirah to the case of the Machteshes and the Gigas, only to the case of the Omud and the Amas Hare Chaim. Amas Hare Chaim means the base of a millstone, because these are items that you leave in place for a year, for 5 years, for 20 years, especially if you've cemented it to the ground with mortar or cement. Masha Enke, in the case of Machteshes and Gigas, it's here today and out tomorrow. Yes, you temporarily left it there in the chotzer. If it's going to rain, for instance, you might bring it in, or you might cover it over, or you might take it away and put it somewhere else. But the point is, since they don't have a kviyas makom, Rav Meir was not goyzer a gzer. Frankly, more about a koisel shebein beis chatzeros dikavua. What about the koisel between two different chatzeros? You have chotzer aleph and chotzer beis, and in between you have a koisel. And the Gemara assumes at the moment that this koisel has no door and has no window. The Omer of Yehuda, Kishatim Tzolayim the Divrei Meir, according to our Meir of our Mishnah, that he holds Gag and Rishus Liatzman. Here's what we spoke about in the Mishnah. Not only Gag is Rishus Liatzman, but Chatzeir is Rishus Liatzman, and Karfev is Rishus Liatzman. See, Rav Meir is almost as broad as Reb Shimon, except that Reb Shimon unites all three and says that they're all one large Rishus. And that's why you can go from Chotzer to Karfif to Gag. But Shenkin Rav Meir said, no, don't push it. All Gagan are the same, all Chatzeris are the same, and Karfifas are the same. But Lemaisa says Rav Yehuda, Kishatim Tzloimu, when you're analyzing Divrei Rav Meir, in a case where you have, in fact, this Koisel Shebein Beis Chatzeris, what's the halacha? It says Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Meir, you would be able to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer, even though there's a koisel in between. My love, the charlatan tule derech koisel. Now, what does he mean derech koisel? If you have a wall that has no window and has no doorway in between two chatzeres, there's only one way to be able to carry, and that would be over the wall. Aha. Now, what happens if that wall happens to be 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide? So guess what? That's like our omud. That's like our case of the tel. It's a l'chayra bona fide Rishus HaYachid. If it's 10 by 4, it's Rishus HaYachid. And if that's the case, what would a mayor hold? Didn't you just say a moment ago that a mayor holds a tel Rishus HaYachid? The two chatzeros, each one individually, is Rishus HaYachid. You have the koisel, which is like a tel, in Rishus HaYachid. L'chayra would not be able to go and transport items over the wall. Yet, what did Reb Yehuda say? Aliba de Reb Meir, Om Reb Yehuda kitchitim t'leibet. Reb Meir, shori little tuli derech koisel, because he said that all the chateres are shus la'atzman. So you'd be able to. How would you be able to? L'chayra Reb Meir l'shitasai. Whenever we have a structure which is similar to a tel b'shus rabim, which we've extended to the omud in the Rishus HaYachid, which we've extended to the gag, which is 10 tvachim tall among all the gagos there up in the space. So the chayr, the same should apply it to this koisel. How can you go put items on top of the koisel or over the koisel? Aren't we getting involved in the same type of situation? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, lohai. The premise of your raya, of your kasha, was faulty. The premise was that this is a wall without any doors, without any windows. So the only way that you can go and carry is it up must be derech koisel, meaning on top of the koisel. How can you go on top of the koisel? Didn't Rav Meir say that anything which is a tel, you're not allowed to go and put things on top of the tel or over the tel, etc.? Says Yomar, you made one mistake. That in fact, in this wall that we're talking about, there was a door. And what Reb Shimon holds, and what even Reb Meir holds is, open the door, and even if there was no Eruvi Chatzeres, you can go and carry from Chatzer to Chatzer to Chatzer, but make sure only the Kelim Sheshavsu Betoich HaChatzer from Erev Shabbos. Okay, Zodimor Vaita. Every one of the gagois is a separate shus on its own. So Reuven owns a house with a gag. Shimon owns a house with a gag. According to Meir, you're allowed to go and carry from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag all the kelim that were there from before Ben Hashmashas and Erev Shabbos. You can carry from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag, no problem. Say the Chum, no. A no with a capital N. You cannot go and carry from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag. Okay, fine. I accept it. What about on Reuven's gag itself? Reuven happens to own quite a large building. It's a large lot, 40 by 20, 40 by 50, 40 by 100, whatever it happens to be. And you have quite a large roof on top. In fact, Reuven likes to go and throw parties on top of his roof. This particular Shabbos, he had, Baruch Hashem, a big simcha in his family, and he wants to go make a large kiddush on his rooftop. And everybody says, oh, Reuven's rooftop, you've never been there. Wow. And the scenery, and it's gorgeous, and you could see out onto the Hudson, you could see out to the Mississippi, and you could see out the Atlantic Ocean. It's really fantastic. You'd see Mount Everest in the background. Ah, this is Givaldik. So everybody wants to go there on that rooftop. The question is, there are quite a few people coming, and I want to spread out all the food here and there and everywhere. Can I go and carry on the entire roof of Reuven's property or not? Again, we're only asking according to the Chachamim, because according to Meir, not only can I go on Reuven's rooftop, but I can even spread the Kiddush onto Shimon and onto Levi. But according to the Chachamim, say, no, each one is a Shushpa from the Atzmai. How far can you carry on top of the roof? Itmar Machloikis Rav Omar. You can only carry 4 amis on that roof. You're allowed to go and be metalta the entire roof from beginning to end, which could be 50 amis, 100 amis, as big as the roof is. Now, this sounds like a very wide range machlokes. Therefore, the Gemara first wants to narrow the parameters of this machlokes. So we start off. The kuliyamale pligi. What means mechitza nikaris? Mechitza nikaris means that you have buildings which, unlike our Mishnah, are not attached to one another, but they are separated from one another, which is, of course, quite typical that you have houses which are not attached. And Rashi says, yesh aver b'neim, there is even ear space between the two houses. And the mechitzos of the bottom, we're not talking about that they had huge mechitzos on top of the roof. Of course, there's a separate halacha min ha-Torah that you have to have a ma'aka. Ma'aka means that you have to go and make a fence around your roof, that chas v'shalom, nobody should fall down. But we're not focusing on that halacha now. Let's assume that the person didn't put a ma'aka up, and now the roof is open from all sides. It's still called mechitzos hanikaros. Why it's mechitza nikaris? This is based on the famous rule of good asik mechitza, which means that even though there's no roof, there are no mechitzas going upward, since there are mechitzas going downward from the roof, i.e. the house is mechitzas all around it, the four walls of the house, we will deem those walls down below as if they go up above, 10 tvachim, surround the entire roof, and then everybody would agree you're allowed to carry on that roof without any difficulty. If you look at the Rashi first wide line down below, it says Rashi mechitzas hanikarois. How is it nikar? Not that there are any mechitzas there. There are no mechitzas around the roof, but rather she'ein habatim mechubarim. The batim are not attached. Ve'yish aver b'neim, and therefore you have ear space between them. O mechitzas habatim nirin lo'inden halagag. And the mechitzas of the batim, you can see if you're standing on the gag, kish mistaklin tachas ragleim. If you're looking downwards, underneath your feet are close to the edge, make sure, chas v'shalom, you don't fall off. But if you look downwards, oh, I see all those bricks, and I see all the mortar, and I see all of those, all the wood and the cement. I see everything that goes from my legs all the way down to the floor. Those are mechitzas. And those mechitzas are nikaras, you can tell. It says the next Rashi, in that case, kuli amalei peligi, even Rav would agree. Damrinan behu good asik. Good asik means that we look upon virtual walls that are coming upwards. The damala amr b'shus Rav, dav reshus hayochen mishum good asik, meshoich v'ha'alei. Meshoich means go and schlep it and bring it up. From Lashon Aliyah. So in that case, says the Gemara, back to the Gemara again, Zok Gemara keep the mechitzas hanikores to kol yamoloi pligi. There, everybody, even Rav would agree, you can go and carry from one end of the roof to the other because you have virtual walls. Keep pligi mechitzas she'ena nikores. What happens if you have walls that you cannot tell? Now, why can't you go and tell? Because you're talking about, says Rashi, last Rashi, shagagin mechuborin yachad, on the bottom line. All of the roofs are attached to one another. Umechasin ha-mechitza shebein ha-diyurin. So if you look downwards and try to see the wall of your building, you cannot see it, because it's attached to the wall of the next building. You can only see, of course, you can see the walls in the other directions, that for sure, like in the front and the back, but not to the sides, because the two buildings are attached to one another, you can't see the walls. So that's called mechitza she'ena nikaris. Rav Omar ein b'taltan boy ele b'dal rames. Loi Omar good asik mechitzta. The only time you can say good asik mechitzta, if you can see the mechitza down below with your own eyes, then you can deem there to be a virtual mechitza going up towards the heavens above the roof. But if you can't see it, then there's nothing to extend. You can only extend the mechitza. You can't go and say, oh, let me first deem there to be a mechitza, and now let me deem that this mechitza goes upwards and not only downwards. You can't do that. So I don't see any mechitza. You can't go and say gerasik. You say gerasik even if you cannot see it. Who asks you to look? Don't look. There are mechitzas. There's no question about it that there's a wall to each one of these houses. And therefore, even if you don't see it, it's gerasik, it goes up to Shemayim, and therefore, it doesn't have to go all the way to Shemayim, it has to go 10 tvachim tall, and therefore you're allowed to go and carry in the entire roof. So now we understand the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. All depends on whether or not you have the ability to say good asik mechitzta, and the machloikis is only in a case where the houses are pressed and attached together. Tanan. So let's try to bring raias now in this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Chachamim oimrim kol echad v'echad rishus bifnei atzmoi, rishus li'atzmoi. Now remember, the whole machloikis Rav and Shmuel is only according to the Rabbanan, because according to the Meir and according to Reb Shimon, not only can you carry the entire roof, you can go from roof A to B and to C and to D, and you can carry almost ad infinitum. We're only talking about, according to the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to carry from A to B to C. So you're only allowed to carry on A itself. Rav says only 4 amos. Shmuel says the entire roof. And of course, it depends, like we said before, if the homes are attached or not. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah said that the Chachamim said that each one of the roofs kol echad v'echad rishus la'atzmai. So what do you learn from these words that each one of the roofs is a rishus la'atzmai? It's Mishlei b'lishmuel nicha. According to Shmuel, it's perfect. Each one of them is a rishus la'atzmoi, and therefore it's like a typical rishus yachid, just like you're allowed to carry in your entire living room from one end to the other end, even if it's more than 4 amos, nobody would question that. So the same thing when you have your living room on your roof, you can go and carry from one to each one is a rishus la'atzmoi, so you can carry the entire roof. Bishlam Shmuel nicha. And the Rav Kash, according to Rav, that says you can only carry 4 amos, it doesn't sound like this is a full-fledged Rishus La'atzmai from end to end. You can only carry 4 amas. Omri Bei Rav, the Talmidim of Rav said, Mishmei the Rav, doesn't nishka kasha. What the Mishnah means is essentially, Yitaltel Beis Amis Begagzeh U Beis Amis Begagzeh. The import of our Mishnah is not to tell you by saying Rishus La'atzmai that it's a full-fledged Rishus of 50 amas, 100 amas, and you can go and carry from one end to the other. All it's telling you is that you cannot carry from Gag A to Gag B to Gag C. Why not? Because each one is its own separate Rishus. It's Rishus La'atzmai. But in terms of how much you're allowed to carry on that roof itself, maybe you can go and carry 4 amas. Maybe you can carry 100 amas. Our Mishnah doesn't say. But our Rebbe, Rav, did say. And he said that you can only carry 4 amas. And the Rishus La'atzmai is not to go and make it to, elevate it to a major Rishus La'atzmai, like a Yankee Stadium, Knick Stadium, that you'd be able to go and go from one end to the other end. No, no, no. He's just telling you that it's Rishus La'atzmai and that you're not allowed to carry from A to B to C. Frank Dimar Bam Rabluza. Ki avinu b'bavel, when we were in Bavel, amrinan be'rav, mishmei de'rav. Omru, ein metalto by ele medalet amois. Reb Loza says, I remember when we were in Bavel, we would say that the Talmidim of Rav said in the name of Rav, you can only metalto for amos. V'hani d'bei Shmuel tanu, and the Talmidim of Shmuel brought a brisa. The word tanu means they brought a brisa. And what does it say in the brisa? Ein lehen ele gagon. You only get your gag, again according to the Rabbanan, that you cannot go and carry from one gag to the other, but you have ein lehen ele gagon, they only have their own gag. So Reuven has his gag to carry on, and Shimon had his gag to carry on. Now says Yimon, my ein lehen ele gagon. What is the import of those words? They only have their gag. Lav the Charlotte Tulibikule. Isn't he trying to say that you can carry the entire gag? And that's what the Brisa means. That according to Rabbanan, you cannot go from gag to gag to gag, but you only have your gag, meaning, but on your gag, you gotta go and carry from one end to the other, even a 50 or 100 amas. So lav the Charlotte Tulibikule is the Harai to Shmuel against Rav. And for the more of the same teretz as before, umyalim masnisin. Do you think that this lashon of ein lehen ele gagon is any stronger than the lashon that we had in the Mishnah that kol echad b'yechad reshus le'atzmai? Do kimne? How did we say pshat in our Mishnah shlo yital tishteyames begagze ushteyames begagze? That we interpreted that when it says in the Mishnah that every one of the gagon is reshus le'atzmai, not like Shmuel interpreted that you're allowed to go and carry the length and the breadth of that gag, but rather that you're not allowed to carry from gag A to gag B to gag C. Hachanami, the same thing is when the Lashon HaBraisa, which says that Ein Lehen Ele Gagon, it's exactly the same thing. You can only carry on your gag, not from gag A to gag B, but on your gag, maybe you're only limited to four amos. Hachanami, Beizamis Begagzeh, Ubizamis Begagzeh. That you're not allowed to do. But on your gag, maybe you can only do four amos and not more. So both the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Lashon of the Braisa, although you could interpret it like Shmuel to say that you get the entire gag, but Rav says it's not a crystal clear raya. You could also interpret the exact same words to just tell you the prohibition from going to one gag to the other, but nothing to deal with. It does not deal with the issue of how much you can go and carry on each individual gag. So we've gone through that discussion, and now we come up to a familiar discussion between Rav Yosef and Abaye, familiar in the sense that we've had this already a number of times, and unfortunately this repeats itself a number of times in Shas. Why is it unfortunate? Because it's another one of those cases where Rav Yosef, who in his prime was the Gadol Hador, so much so that the Gemara refers to him as Sinai. Sinai means that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips. Shas Bavli and Shas Yerushalmi and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambams and all the Tshuvas Svarim, everything he knew, everything on his fingertips, he knew everything. But unfortunately, B'Soif Yomav, he started becoming forgetful. So the Gemara tells us, Amr of Yosef, Loi Shmili Hashmaitza. This halacha that I keep on hearing this morning, that Shmuel says that good asik mechitzois, even on a building where you cannot tell that there are mechitzois, because they're mechitzois she'enon nikarois, which means that they are attached buildings, where Shmuel said, I don't care, you're attached, nisht attached, we deem them to have walls, and therefore you're allowed to carry from one end to the other. So Rav Yosef, I never came across this Shmuel until now. And once again, Olamali Abaye, his star disciple, says, Oy, Tayre Rebbe, Rav Yosef, at Amris Nilan, ve'aho Amris Nilan. You may not remember, but a month ago, or a year ago, or 5 years ago, you in fact repeated this halacha of Shmuel on the following halacha. What was the following halacha? Gag gadol hasamach lekatan. What happens if you have a large house standing attached to a small house? Because it's a large house, it has a larger roof. The one that's smaller has a smaller roof. And as Rashi points out, the larger roof is protruding from the smaller roof, both to the right and to the left, or both to the front or to the back, whichever way you want to look at it. So that therefore, the roof is wider than the smaller roof of the katan, both on both sides. So now a person wants to go and carry on top of the roof. Of course, once again, according to Meir and Reb Shimon, you can carry from roof to roof to roof. So we're just discussing according to the Rabbanan. So according to the Rabbanan, Hagodol Mutter, you're allowed to go and carry on the big roof. The Akotin also, but you're now allowed to carry on the small roof. Now, what's the reason why you can carry on the big roof and not on the small roof? So Rashi explains. Again, we're talking about that the two houses are attached. However, because you have that the bigger roof extends in both directions, so therefore part of the wall that is in between the two houses, part of the wall of the Gadol is Mechitzos Nikarois. Why is it Mechitzos Nikarois? Because it extends beyond the perimeter of the Katan, and so therefore both to the front and to the back, or right and left, you have mechitzos nikaris that you could see from up above. You look down below and you see that they're mechitzos. Good asik mechitzta. But by the cotton, unfortunately, you don't have that benefit, because the cotton looks around and he doesn't see any wall, because the wall that the cotton has is covered over by the wall of the attached roof of the godot. Ah, and therefore, as far as the wall on top is concerned, as far as the gag on the house, which is the Gadol, is concerned, so then you have proper mechitzas, a room means from all sides. The only side which you don't have a mechitza, when I say proper mechitzas, you have mechitzas based on good asik that go up virtually, you have that all sides. The only time that you don't have it, the only place you don't have it, is the place where the two walls are attached, the Gadol and the cotton. Assuming that that wall of the cotton is smaller than 10 amos, so then that is just like a pesach in the wall of the Gadol. And in fact, the Gadol has what we would call shtei gifufim, says Rashi. Shtei gifufim means like two doorposts to this pesach, one to the right and one to the left. The walls that are coming up magically, virtually from the ground, they have in between those two walls, you have the opening, which we call the attached wall with a cotton. And since that's less than 10 amos, we have a Pesach, and that's why the Gadol is totally mutter. Now, why is the cotton asur? Because the cotton doesn't have that fourth wall. Because the entire length and breadth of that wall, which is attached to the Gadol, there's nothing there. There's no good asik mechitzta because it's covered over. And therefore it's what we call porutz b'milu'oi. That same pirtza, that vis-a-vis the Gadol, we deemed to be just a pesach, just an opening. According by the cotton, that's not an opening. There's no wall there. It's totally porutz. Therefore the cotton is asa. Okay. This is the halacha that was initially said in front of Rav Yosef, or that Rav Yosef initially said. And Rav Yosef, so Abaye reminds Rav Yosef, the Amris Lon Allah, when you said this halacha, Rebbe, you said that Amr Avinu Mishmuel Loishanu, when did I go and say that the halacha is that you can go and carry in the big, and you cannot go and carry in the small? That Stavka says the Gemara Leishanu Elishiyesh Diyurin Alze V'Diyurin Alze. When you have people that are going over constantly, Rashi says Shoivim Kol Shoa, people are going constantly from roof A to roof B, and from roof B to roof A. There's a lot of roof traffic going on from one roof to the other, and therefore, in such a case, since there are so many Diyurin, says Yimor, the Havila had the cotton. Somebody is. Somebody should please mute themselves. Is the Havila had? Everybody okay? Okay. Thank you, brother Shai. As the Havila had the cotton mechitza nidreses, because there's a lot of foot traffic of people going from A to B and B to A. Guess what? In truth, says Shmuel, even in the case of mechitza she'eino nikeris, I cannot see the mechitza because it's attached, the short wall, or they should say the small roof to the large roof, it's attached. I don't see the wall in between the two. But, says Shmuel, it still has a din of good asik mechitza, because that's what Shmuel said on the Amud Aleph, that good asik mechitza on every single house, even if they're attached. So there's a wall coming up. The only problem is because of this foot traffic, the machitza is in the dresses. People are trampling upon the wall. And they're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give us this virtual wall because I want to be able to walk on this wall. It's almost like the Gemara says elsewhere, we had by the Pasei Biro'os, we said that if there's a big amount of foot traffic, so then the Rabim Boikim Boy, the people are destroying the machitza just by their walking through this pirtza on top in the virtual wall, the virtual good asik machitza. It's only this pirtza is only as a result of the people that diurin that are trampling and walking on it, the machitza in the dresses. What happens if people only use the Gagin from time to time, not on a regular basis? There is no foot traffic, so then there are virtual walls coming up on all sides, even between the two houses. Because that's Shmuel Shita. Shmuel said on the Amud Aleph that Guz Asik Mechistois, even by Mechitzois She'enon Nikarois. Ah! Says Abaye to Rav Yosef, Taira Rebbe. You started off 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, saying, Lo Shmieli Hashmites, I never heard of this Chiddush of Shmuel, of good Asik Mechitzois, but Mechitzois She'enon Nikarois. In fact, you taught this to us, and that's how I know it, says Abaye. Rebbe, you taught it to us a year ago, or 5 years ago, or whenever it was, that Shmuel said that if there's no diurin, no foot traffic, then in fact Shmuel would hold that you do have fine walls sticking out, coming up from the ground. And as a result, each one of these chatzeres, each one of these kagos, I should say, is on its own, and you'd be able to carry from one end to the other end. And therefore, says the Gemara, bottom line, what would also be the halacha, says Rashi, as a result, you'd be able to carry not only on the gadol, you'd be able to carry on the katan. Why would you be able to go and carry on the katan? Because until now you couldn't carry in the cotton because the cotton was nifrat, the milu oily godoil, that place of the attached walls. If you say that there's no wall whatsoever, so then there's no wall. And that entire side is open. It's part of the milu oil. Then the cotton would be also to go and carry on that roof. But once I said that there are walls now, if there's no diurin, if there are no diurin, and therefore there's no machitza in the dresses, I do have a machitza here. So that's Shmuelish Itasa in the Amud Aleph. You'd be able to walk the entire roof, Godoil, and you'd be able to go and walk and carry on the entire roof of the Bayis Katan, because it has four walls on all sides. Four walls, again, being virtual walls based on the concept, based on the rule of good Asik. Shoy. That's what Abaye reminded Rav Yosef. Oh, Malay, said Rav Yosef back to Abaye. Ano, hachi amri lechu. That's the way you quoted me. Nah, I don't think I said those words. Rather, hachi amri lechu. Rather, this is what I said a year ago in the shir. Lo yishonu ele sheyesh mechitza al zeh. O mechitza al zeh. The godel mishteri begifufi. The cotton nifrets bemilu oi. Aval ein machitza loy al ze. Veloy al ze. Shneyen asurin. Oh, different than what Abaye was quoting. Abaye said that Rabbi Yosef said, loy shon al sheish diurin al ze. The diurin al ze. Says Rabbi Yosef, no. What I was saying was, loy shonu, only if sheish machitza al ze, or machitza al ze. That you had proper machitzais, which are really not virtual machitzais, but real live physical machitzais, which are extending from down below, going all the way above, on top of the roofs. Okay, so if there are machitzas, a room and a room, surrounding both the godol and the katan, what happens then? Then the godol is mishteri, even though there is this opening in the wall between the godel and the cotton. In other words, there were real walls on all sides, with the exception of where the godel and cotton meet. There it was open. So the godel mishteri begifufi. The godel is allowed to carry on the entire godel because you have from all sides walls going up, real walls. Are you going to go and tell me that on the side where it's attached to the cotton there is no wool? That's not a problem. That's going to be a Pesach. And in fact, the Pesach has gifufi. Gifufi means it has doorposts to the right and to the left. What are those doorposts? Those are the real live structured walls that are coming up to the front and to the back, or to the right and to the left of the gag of the binyan katan, or the bayis katan, which is next to it. So therefore, and since the length of the bayis katan was less than 10 amos, so it's just a Pesach in the wall of the gadol. However, katan, if it's bimilui, the katan was totally open on that side because there was no wall whatsoever. And that's why the gadol you're allowed to carry, and the cotton you're not allowed to carry. Says Rav Yosef, and then I continued on, again in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Avil ein mechitza le'al zeh v'lo yal zeh, but if there are no mechitzas at all, from one side or from the other side, you're relying on virtual mechitzas. No, shnei asurin. Both of them are going to be asur. Why are they both going to be asur? Because the cotton is going to be asur because it's paretz b'miluai legadol. The gadol is going to be pasul because you have foot traffic coming from the cotton onto the gadol. And what does that do? That goes and disturbs the rights of the gadol. If you want to just see quickly the Rashi, it's parallel to what we're learning in the Gemara, maybe one line above where we're learning in the Gemara. So halfway down the Rashi is, not only is the cotton aser on its own, but it asers carrying on the gadol. Since you don't have real gifufi, but these are only the imaginary virtual mechitzas based on the concept of good asik. So you don't have a Pesach over there. The pischa, the minker be'inan. Ooh, not only do you need mechitzas nikares, but now we have a new concept. You have to have a Pesach nikar. You don't have a Pesach nikar because, yes, you have your virtual mechitzas to the right and to the left, and it's open in the middle. Oh, chaba Pesach. No, you can't have a Pesach with virtual gifufi. You have to have real gifufi. And you don't have real walls on the right and the left because it's a gag she'en lehem mechitzos. So therefore both the gag gadol and the gag cotton now are both asur. They both happen to be, if you will, poritz b'miluo. I don't get the benefit of the virtual walls according to what Rav Yosef is repeating in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Obviously, this is a totally different version of Yehuda Mishmuel than Abayi is quoting. So, Freik Timura, by Diurin Amrislan, Abayi is now saying to the Rebbe, to Rav Yosef, you just said now, Leishon Alisheish Machitza Alze, Machitza Alze. I don't remember you saying that. I remember you saying, Leishon Alisheish Diurin Alze, Vediurin Alze. Says back Rav Yosef, I Amri Lechu Diurin, if in fact I use that word, I meant it in a different sense. Hachi amr lechu loyshono l'shiyesh machitza reuya ledira alze u'machitza reuya ledira alze. When are we talking about machitzais? Not just puny machitzais, echvais of 1, 2, 3, 5 tvachim tall. It's got to be a proper machitza of at least 10 tvachim tall. And says Rashi, machitza kavua v'kaima. We're talking about a machitza that was actually built, not, you know, portable machitzas like you have sometimes in shuls, where they want to put up a temporary machitza between men and ladies, or nowadays between those that are more concerned or less concerned about corona, people that have it, people that didn't have it. So they put up these partitions, and these partitions are obviously not roi ledira. They're fine, you know, for a partition, for something temporary, but nothing for, on a permanent basis. Ah, loyshono l'sheish machitza ruuy ledira alze u'machitza ruuy ledira alze. That's when I said what you heard about diurin wasn't diurin. It means machitza haro'uy ledirin. The gadol mishter b'gifufi. So then the gadol has a heter b'gifufi because the part of the wall of the gadol which extends beyond that of the cotton to the right and to the left, to the front, to the back, those are proper gifufi, because we're talking about real wart, not virtual wart, real wart coming up from the ground on both sides, so you have a Pesach in between. The cotton is different between milua, and therefore the cotton you cannot carry, but the godel you can carry, because it has a Pesach. Avyesh mechitza re'uya ledira ala godel, ve'in re'uya ledira ala cotton. Ooh, what happens if the godel has a mechitza re'uya ledira around it? The cotton does not have a mechitza re'uya ledira, it only has temporary walls, it doesn't have walls altogether. After the cotton shari the bnei godel, that even the cotton would be mutter to bnei godel. Wow, that's very interesting. You didn't have this until now. Until now, I assumed that without machitzas on the cotton, you can't go and carry on the cotton. Here we're saying that if the godel had machitzas and the cotton didn't have machitzas, so then the bnei godel are even allowed to carry not only on the godel but even on the cotton. Aliba derabbanon, but the rabbanon always say that each building is on its own. How can you possibly go and carry from the godel onto the cotton? My timer, kiven dali oven machitza. Since the cotton people didn't bother making permanent machitzas, maybe they didn't make a machitza at all. Saluki salikum nafshayu mehocha. What they were basically doing for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, as if they're saying, throwing up their hands and saying, godel people, you can use my roof gesimtheit. The lashon of siluk in this connection is as if they're making their gag hefker. Again, we don't mean
hefker. Is there like a bittul rishus? Is there a bittul rishus?
It's ke'en a bittul rishus. It's not. Bittul rishus is usually something that has to be done affirmatively. I hereby am mevatel my rishus to Yaakov, to Reuven, to Shimon. Here, just by the fact that they left it open without mechitzas, they're saying, open door policy, you can use it whenever you want. It's as if it's similar to a hefker situation. If you look at Rashi, first white line, Saluki Salikin Afshayu, says Rashi now, the second wide line, Bnei Kotten Megagoy, it's as if the Bnei Kotten were Mesalik. Mesalik means that almost they vacated the premises. The Achle, and they were Moichel them, Bnei Godel, we waive our right on our roof to you. Bnei Godel, you can use it at all times. Gesundheit. Now you're saying to yourself, where did we ever hear such a concept before? Yes. Continuing the Gemara, six lines from the bottom. Gehad Yom Rav Nachman. What happens if you have a whole bunch of roofs, one next to each other, and of all of the homeowners, only one person put up a sulam kavua? He built a staircase, a ladder, cemented it in place, so that he would have ready and available access to his gag at all times. All the other bnei gag didn't bother putting up a sulam, and they figured, I don't use my gag anyway. If I want to go and fix something or repair something, I'll bring over a sulam. But in the meantime, I don't need it. Says Rav Nachman, Hutter b'chol agagin kulan. Even according to Rabbanon, you'd be able to carry from A to B to C to D, because it's as if all the other homeowners are moichel their rishus and say, I don't use it anyway. The only time I go up to my gag is if I hear that there is a leak, or if I hear that there is a problem. A storm is going to come if I have to go and take off all the leaves and fix the gutters and the leaders. But normally, I never go on my roof. And therefore, it's as if they're mafkir, they waive their right. Again, we're not talking about in the sense of choish and mishpat. We're talking about the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. You'd be able to go and carry from your roof to the next guy's roof to the next guy's roof. Because Rav Nachman says, only one person really cared about his roof. The one that built the Sulam Kavua. All the others, Hutr B'chol Agag and Kulam. Another shtickler, Rabbi say, Omer Rabbi, Bona Ali al Gabi Beisa. What happens if a person built a second floor on top of his house? The also lefaneha daka, arba, really should say arba, and in front of that aliyah, to be able to get up to the aliyah, he built a daka. Daka means, we've had this before, it means a small pesach, a small opening, and it was arba. Arba means arba tvachim. Our gemaras, most of our gemaras, it says arba, which means arba amois. That's a printing error. It should say Daka Arba. Anyway, You're allowed to go on all the other gagim, meaning this case of Abaye is similar to the case of Rav Nachman that we had before. Only one person decided to go and build the staka before his aliyah to be able to get up to the aliyah, and then the aliyah to get up to the gag. All the other people did not bother making these types of dakois, and they didn't put up a sulam, and therefore they basically waived their rights to their gagin. To whom? To the first fellow who put up the daka in front of his aliyah by his building. Amar Rava. Rava says that this taka sounds like a nice kula. You want to be able to use not only your roof, but everybody else's roof, put up this small pesachel called a daka. Says Rava, sometimes you put up a daka, it can in fact bring on a prohibition as opposed to a leniency. Hey Chidami, give me an example. Davide lahadi tarbitza de base. Oh, what happens if you have a roof, and that roof has a number of potential openings? One opening is hadi tarbitza. Tarbitza means to a garden. On the other side, however, of your roof is to other roofs or to the floor. What do I see? And he only made such a daka, such an opening on the tzad, which is next to his gina. Right? You have a house. House has, on all sides, it has different things going on. One side faces a gina. Gina would mean a garden down below. The other side of the house faces other gagin, up above. And guess what? On the side which is towards his gina, he made a doorway. He made a daka. What does he show by making this daka? That he does intend going from the gina to his gag, and from his gag to his gina from time to time. Because sometimes he wants to make a kiddush for the oilam down below in the gina, in the garden, and sometimes he wants to make a kiddush up above on his rooftop. So therefore he has that opening going from one to the other. Masha Enkein, the tzad that goes from one gag to the next gag, there he didn't go and put up any types of doorways, any types of dakas. And therefore, says the Gemara, the Omar, that we say about this individual, the reason why he made his doorway dafka to the side of the tarbitza, because he wants to be able to go and protect that, to be able to use it, to be able to go up and down. If he sees that there are culprits, there are terrorists, there are antifas, there are any types of difficult people, he wants to be able to quickly jump down from his aliyah, from his roof, down to the tarbitza, and make sure that nobody trespasses on his property. But he doesn't have similar concerns about the gagim. And that's why the Tap Rashi says, Linture tarbitza avida, v'silek atzo imen agagin. It's as if it's vis-a-vis the gagim. Rabbi Yisai, I'm not interested in the gagim. That, you can do whatever you want. I'm only interested in tarbitza down below. Ah, so you see, sometimes by putting up the daka, this gives you a heter to go and carry from your gag down to the gina. But even according to the mayor, that you're allowed to go and carry from gag to gag. If you made a pesach in the other direction, not in the direction towards the gagin, then we assume that he's mesalik himself, he doesn't care about the gagin, and even a mayor would hold that it's also to go and carry from one gag to the next. And that's where we'll stop, Rabbi Yisai. If there are any questions, please. Otherwise, I want to wish everybody a beautiful, wonderful Shabbos, and we'll continue Sunday morning. Yes, Barry.
When we talked about having the two roofs and the good asik works, if the rooftop extends over the walls, how could good asik work? You can't see them. They're blocked by the overhang of the roof in that area.
If you go on top of the roof of your building, I'm not suggesting you should, but if you want to, even if the roof of your building is attached to the roof of the next building, like all the apartment buildings, if you look down, you can still see where the bricks of your building end and where they touch the bricks of the next building to which it's attached. But because of the fact that you don't easily see the difference between where your roof ends and where the other guy's roof begins, because after all they're attached together, you can't easily discern them. You can if you look carefully. So that's the question. Do you say good asik or not? According to Rav, since they are kvetched together, you don't say good asik. You don't have the benefit of the good asik because they're not readily discernible. However, Says Shmuel, yeah, that's perhaps if you don't look carefully. If you look carefully, you can go and see where your bricks end on the top of the roof. Maybe on top of that there'll be some sort of fence or whatever. That's where your roof ends. So, just keep on going up until you get your full tentvach. Okay, especially if... 7:55 on Sunday.
7:55.
Yeah, that's a good time. Especially if there are different color bricks. If the building next to you has brown bricks and you have red bricks or green bricks, it'll be much easier for you to discern the difference between the top of your building and the next. Anyway, yes, 7:55 in Mi'at Hashem Sunday morning. I hope to be in shul, but by the time we get finished, it'll be around 7:55. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Zai Gesund. David, great to see you. Great to see everybody else.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Goodbye.